"How was your weekend?" the lab technician asks me as she sticks the needle in my vein. Routine physical, blood rushing up the tube as if being chased out of my body. "Fine," I tell her. "All good, really good. Did some things, saw some people, ate out, got rid of shoes I haven't worn in years, craved ice cream, but had no one to go with. So I went by myself, embarrassed ordering a mint chip cone alone in the middle of a Saturday. Got over it when I took a bite, euphoric, no longer caring that my son was too old to take for ice cream. Wrote a letter to my dead mother, but couldn't read it at her grave because we cremated her. So I read it sitting at the kitchen table, a photo of her propped up in front of me. "Sounds amazing," she says, my blood still flowing up the tube, new one now as I'd filled up the first. Where do they send my blood? And how do they test for all the things they test for? And what if they discover I have one of a million diseases one could have, something to confine me to bed for as many days, weekends, as I have left on this earth? Or what if they find nothing? Will I start to take pictures of my food like a friend of mine does? He takes pictures of what he's about to eat so he'll remember what he put in his body, so if something goes wrong, he'll know it was the yellowtail swimming in lime sauce or the ginger sorbet with one proud blackberry perched on top. He keeps files of photos so he'll never forget what he tasted, what filled him. I want to taste the blood being drawn from my arm. Wonder if it would taste the same as my mother's. "What did you do this weekend?" she asks, forgetting she already asked. "I had an ice cream cone," I tell her. "Took a picture of it before it started to melt. Licked a drop of blood, still warm from a new cut. Read a letter to my mother at her grave."